Cheryl Ann, Cheryllanne Sutherland, Sutherland. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. By the way, date of birth is 10/29/49, and she was seen 11/11/2025. This is a 75-year-old woman with history of congestive heart failure, was recently admitted to hospice after hospitalization with pneumonia and hospice period, with pneumonia and CHF period. New paragraph. Her O2 status is improved. She's not using her oxygen at this time. It's 97% with a heart rate of 87 period. Her MAC is at 24.5 centimeter, which is stable. She states that she's eating better than she did before. She thought she was going to die and she wasn't eating anything period. She has bouts of confusion and dementia. Her FAST score is 7A, period. She has also has a history of both systolic and diastolic heart failure, hypertensive heart disease, senile degeneration of the brain, forgetfulness, chronic pain, and anxiety, period. Her MAC has dropped to 0.5 centimeter. PPS is at 40%, which was at 50 before, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. She does use a nebulizer machine. With activity, she gets very short of breath with activity, and she still has requires help with ADL and has bowel and bladder incontinence, period. The paragraph patient also has a lower extremity edema, 1 to 2+ bilaterally. She was encouraged to elevate her legs, period. Caretaker tells me that at times she becomes belligerent and does not want to take her medication, but she, most of the time she can be talked to taking her medication, period. She definitely gets short of breath with exertion and has shortness of breath at rest, which puts her in a New York Heart Association heart failure class of 3 or 4, but closer to 4 since she's short of breath at rest with activity and with without activity and just with sitting there, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.